it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We had a topic planned here, but we're not doing it anymore because we're doing the topic Ruined the Surprise. Now, this is coming as a shock to one person in the room.
Okay.
the fear in his eyes.
Do I get to, do I can bottle a ball mine up too?
Well, or sure. Save it for another day.
Yeah, maybe save it. But I mean, here's the
up again.
So we we'd like to talk about the time you, I don't know, how do I mansplain this? Ruined.
Mm-hmm.
The surprise.
Yeah.
Now, the surprise that was just ruined for me was one that I have painstakingly taken steps to avoid.
For at least like 36 hours?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
There's a documentary. By the way, I want to say, unlike other people on this radio station, Heather, looking at you, we're not going to ruin the surprise.
Yeah.
We won't, that was ruined
we
for
won't
me.
Give it away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some of you have already watched the show. What's it called?
Unknown Number.
Unknown Number.
It's a Netflix documentary about a case that was kind of famous. And if you knew the case, then you already know
there's
a giant twist in it.
I don't think, a lot of people, myself included, had no recollection of this.
Right.
Huh. Perhaps Slacker as well.
Yeah, I didn't know. And both Erica and Aaron have been like, this documentary is awesome. Eric was like,
because it's just so crazy.
You gotta watch this.
Thing. Right.
And then our midday girl goes on the air and goes, by the way, blah, did it. Like
right.
She said it.
Uh-huh.
And it's going around the radio station that she said it, and we're getting texts. So then I'm not reading our text line.
Mm-hmm.
And then TAC went back into the files. Like, we can go back and listen to everything that's played on our radio station.
Sure.
And he went back and listened to her thing, mm-hmm. and he wanted to listen to it. And I'm like, I'm going to leave the room.
Right.
Because I don't want to hear it.
You took good steps.
Yes.
Literally.
Steps.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Then I come back in the room. We continue to have a conversation. It's not till later on, just a few minutes ago, actually, mm-hmm. he decided to respond to one of those texts. He goes, I'm going to respond with, blank did it. And he just says that out loud.
It's confusing because Erica and Aaron already knew. So
but you like, saw me leave the room.
I forgot.
It was the way that Aaron and I froze and went speechless.
Yeah,
which
you guys
is
all
never
froze.
Good.
No.
But then watching Hack, I think it took, no it, joke, 10 seconds.
Easily.
For mm-hmm. it to process. He was like, why is everyone just staring at me?
Yeah, like, come on, laugh. It was funny.
I'm doing the thing.
And yeah. Boy, like, did we laugh.
Yeah, no one did.
And well, then, it was so quiet.
And then you threw
then
the
I
clock.
Left the room, flung the door open, broke the clock in the room.
I'm sorry. I haven't even seen it. I don't even have Netflix.
But you know who?
What?
Who did it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now we all know.
I do. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We all do.
Slacker, do you think he'll still watch the show?
Why would I?
You still should.
It's still real
good. He heard
good.
Heather say it, I think. That's
I did not I hear Heather say it. He ruined the surprise for me. So in honor of T-Hack, so he doesn't feel like the biggest moron
mm-hmm.
on the face of planet Earth, knowing full well that like 10 minutes earlier I had left the room.
You did, yeah, and made a big deal. Like, I waited for you to get out of the room before.
Mm-hmm. Waited for the door to
but
close.
If you've also ruined a surprise, try to make T-Hack feel better by telling your story.
If you had a surprise ruined for you.
Oh, yeah. That yeah. too. Yeah. Either way.
Mm-hmm.
303-222-5423. You can text or call.
The surprise was not ruined, but my sister almost ruined the surprise of my engagement.
To you?
Which is actually, no, well, kind of. Word was starting to get around.
That you were going to get proposed to?
Around me, yes. And actually, Mom, I love you. Technically, this was my mother's fault because my fiance told my mom and my dad.
Because he probably asked for permission and did.
Correct.
He seems like a very traditional
and then
dude.
He said, I'm going to text you both when I'm going to do it. So he did. My mom then decides, well, free information, tells my sister.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Then my fiance was flying out my best friend as a surprise to me.
For your birthday.
For my birthday, which also ended up being the proposal day. So then my sister DMs the friend and is like, oh my gosh, I hear you're going to be there Saturday. And my friend's like, yeah, super excited. And she says, heard he got the emerald cut. And my friend said, huh? So then my friend is hiding it from both Dane and I that she knows.
Oh my God.
It was.
Was she not supposed to know either?
She wasn't. No. Dane was like, I don't want her to know because then she's going to be weird all weekend, which she did a very good job. She was not weird.
Oh my God. When you got too many cooks in the kitchen.
Too many people knew.
Oh no.
What a moron.
Yeah. What?
Buddy, he's just trying to make your mom.
I was like, don't call my mom a moron.
No, you see what he's doing.
It's
he's
not
trying
my sister's
to.
Fault. Yeah, it's all okay. Of them. Yeah. Yeah, I know one moron in this room.
Did it! You said it out loud! It's bleeped, it's fine.
I got quiet again.
I mean, okay.
I had a kind of a similar thing where we were all going to Chicago.
Hold on, your story's already out there. Let's get anybody else in the room. Okay, no, go ahead, what?
Okay. We were going to Chicago. My buddy was going to propose to his girlfriend at the time, and we were all going to be, he's going to bring her back, and we're going to all be there. Like, oh, surprise, we knew it. So his parents were coming in and stuff, and his mom, before she gets on the plane, goes on Facebook, says, heading to Chicago for my son's engagement party.
No!
So then he sees it. She's on the plane, so he cannot reach her to go delete, 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 delete. So he had to just do his best to keep his soon to be fiance
from getting on social media whatsoever.
Yes. Yeah. And he did it. He kept her off. It worked.
Oh, that's so bad.
Yeah, what a. Just the
Here's
worst.
The deal.
That's the worst.
I have the feeling most of the calls are either going to be about you, T-Hack, or moms.
Yeah.
Because moms with a tiny little bit of information.
They want to share it with the world.
Because you tell your mom when you're pregnant, you're not supposed to tell anybody till 20 weeks, right? Because there's complications that can happen. Mm-hmm. And everybody I know tells their mom at 12 weeks and they're like, I'm positive, but we can't tell anybody. And then it's in the church bulletin newsletter.
Yeah.
Because mom's like, oh my God, she's pregnant. It's going to be great. Oh, don't tell me. Like, why don't we just call this moms and T-Hacks?
Just moms.
All right. You ruined a surprise. 303-222-5423.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about how T-Hack sucks with surprises.
Mm-hmm. I think really Heather in the midday, I think, really started this
No, but you
whole thing.
Ruined it with me. Can I tell you something? So T-Hack told me the ending of a documentary that I really wanted to watch, and I'm not going to be able to watch it.
It was an accident. I didn't just...
While you were out of the room, I think even... Erica might have been out of the room. I had a discussion with Aaron.
This is not good because I don't remember what we talked about.
Oh, you'll remember the second I get into it. About 20 years ago, I found a diary. And every day we read one entry.
Oh,
what?
I don't remember it. So it's really fun that we read it and we're all exploring it together. But I know the ending.
Oh, right. Oh, are you going to spoil it for T-Hack?
I looked at Aaron. I'm like, I'm going in the other room. And I'm going to tell T-Hack how the diary ends. And she's like, no. And I'm like, no, I'm going.
No, and you can't do it because then he'll accidentally tell us.
That's what she said. That's what she said. She's like, it's not about punishing him.
Yeah.
He'll ruin it for everyone.
Just the dumbest person ever.
Not the dumbest, but in the wheelhouse. Danielle.
Yay.
Ruined the surprise. What'd you do?
Well, my husband tried to throw me a surprise 30th birthday party.
Cute.
And I started getting emails from Party City. Your balloons have been ordered.
Because you're on the red. record.
He's so sweet.
And I tried really hard to not let him know I knew, and then he heard me on the phone with somebody saying, oh, no, I have plans that night. And he's like, how do you know you have plans that night? And I said, I'm sorry, but I
You got to try to let him have it.
I tried, and it was still a great party, but he worked really hard, and it all got ruined by Party City.
You know what? This is Party City's fault.
Yeah! Let's burn it down! Wait,
don't they not exist anymore?
No, they still do. Yeah,
they're still there, and let's not burn them down. I just want you to know I'm not condoning. I did the same. Thank you, Danielle. I ruined my own surprise birthday party.
It's actually
the people I worked with on the show at the time. It was before...
None of us?
No, it was before T-Hack. It was Little D.
Okay.
And they clearly got called to like delay me for my surprise party. They're like, we're not ready. So he, out of nowhere, Little D goes, hey man, we never get a drink. Let's go get a drink. I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah. Something's going on.
You've never asked me in the history.
You know not to talk to me.
Where was the surprise party?
It was my birthday. But he was like, it's your birthday. Let me take you out for a drink. I'm like, we've never gone to get a drink together in the history of
And it was
of
on your actual birthday?
On my actual birthday.
Yeah, no.
So then as we were walking to the nearest bar, I just flipped open my phone and turned on the backdoor camera and watched 20 kids running around in my backyard. I'm like, well, how long do you have to delay me, Lil D?
Why would you do that?
I didn't. I played along and then I stopped. I swear this is hilarious as is happening. I stopped at Party City. Okay. I bought an angel costume.
What?
Halo, the whole white robe. And then I opened the door like I come home cosplayed every night when I come home.
Oh.
I opened the door dressed as an angel and there was my buddy Chad naked standing there. And then they all screamed, surprise. So then...
Why was he naked?
There's a lot of surprises in
this. I know.
Is he available for other parties?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.